Former Philadelphia Mayor Richardson Dilworth built a Colonial Revival-style house off Washington Square in 1957 in what was a declining Society Hill neighborhood of original colonial architecture. This April, Pennsylvania's Commonwealth Court upheld an appeal by the Society Hill Civic Association to keep Dilworth House intact, instead of demolishing the rear portion to put up a residential tower designed by a world-renowned architect. Attorney Paul Bonney argued the case for the Civic Association.
If the developer wanted to build a project less than 50,000 square feet, it would not have required an off-street loading spot, and that's what the developer obtained the variance for, the failure to have that loading spot. To get a variance under the zoning code, you have to demonstrate a hardship. But the hardship cannot be self-inflicted. Here, the court found that the developer's hardship was self-inflicted because it resulted from the developer's desire to build a massive project.
University of Pennsylvania Professor of Art and Architecture David Brownlee says the Dilworth House case highlights various interests involved in disputes around historic preservation.
One is an interest that I think we all have in preserving our history. One is an interest that I hope many of us have in promoting excellence in contemporary architecture. And a third is a respect for the character of neighborhoods as defined by the people who live in them.
Next on News and Views, we'll hear again from Professor Brownlee on the significance of the Dilworth House. To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, visit WRTI.org. I'm Timothy Churchill, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
This past April, Pennsylvania's Commonwealth Court upheld an effort by the Society Hill Civic Association to keep former Philadelphia Mayor Richardson Dilworth's 1957 Colonial Revival-style home intact. The court's decision overturned the Zoning Board of Adjustment's go-ahead to demolish the back portion of the Dilworth House to make way for a residential high-rise designed by renowned architect Robert Venturi. University of Pennsylvania Professor of Art and Architecture David Brownlee maintains much of Dilworth House's significance stems from the former mayor's commitment to a unique strategy of urban renewal based on historic preservation.
It was the emblem of his real personal commitment to the rejuvenation of the city, which in that period of time included the then quite remarkable commitment in an American city to the preservation and restoration of old buildings rather than their wholesale clearance.
Brownlee says the Dilworth House is a prime example of the Colonial Revival style that deserves a place in Philadelphia's architectural pantheon.
Around the Centennial Exhibition in 1876, Americans began to rediscover, or perhaps the best thing is to say discover, their own history. It wasn't just Europe that had history, America had history as well. And in architectural terms, that meant the colonial architecture of North America. By the 1890s, a quite significant movement in architecture making involved reviving 18th century American forms, and that continued into the 20th century.
Next on News and Views, we'll hear from the head of the Preservation Alliance of Greater Philadelphia on the importance of maintaining the city's architecture. To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, visit WRTI.org. I'm Timothy Churchill, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
This past April, Pennsylvania's Commonwealth Court upheld an appeal by the Society Hill Civic Association to keep former Philadelphia Mayor Richardson Dilworth's 1957 Colonial Revival-style home intact. Building a home in the then-declining Society Hill neighborhood was part of Dilworth's larger effort to shift the paradigm of urban renewal, from wholesale clearance of deteriorating blocks to architectural harmony and preservation. John Gallery is president of the Preservation Alliance of Greater Philadelphia. He says architecture is one of the city's greatest assets.
The neighborhoods that have historic character, whether they're in Center City, West Philadelphia, Chestnut Hill, you name it, are wonderful places to live. many people who are just moving into neighborhoods of Philadelphia. In a survey the Planning Commission did a number of years ago, said that one of their strongest motivations in selecting the neighborhood in which they moved was its historic character.
Gallery says much ink has been spilled over Philadelphia's unique architecture, making the city a destination spot and boosting its economy.
There are very few cities in the United States where you can come to the center of city and walk around a neighborhood like the neighborhood around Rittenhouse Square or the neighborhood in Society Hill and really see this fabulous collection of architecture. Even beyond the neighborhoods, Philadelphia has individual buildings that are among the best examples of their architectural styles anywhere in the United States.
To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views on how the Dilworth House highlights arguments and issues surrounding architectural preservation in Philadelphia, visit WRTI.org. I'm Timothy Churchill, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.